Hare Krishna. So here we are in Coimbatore, and for the first time in 2 weeks I'm wearing a sweater. It's not chilly, but it's cool, certainly cooler than Tirupati, but very pleasant. And last night we arrived in the evening, picked up by devotees, and brought here. Ranjan Swami Maharaj is also here, not with me here in the house, but he's in the bungalow not far away. And I'm here with Radharaja Prabhu from New Rajadam. And of course Bharat is here helping. And we'll be here for 3 weeks. The doctor, the ward doctor, I guess as you could call him, he just came and took all of our information. And the head doctor, Dr. Ravindra, he'll be coming this evening. He's a very, very nice man, very famous doctor. His attentions are sought out by highest echelons of society, meaning movie stars and politicians. And so he'll be coming to see us and checking our medication, and our treatment is starting. We'll be starting this afternoon. We'll start with our massage. And then it'll, along with medication and so on. So, yes, Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus, I thought I'd give a little report, as much as the confidentiality allows us, vow for what actually takes place in the meeting. And the meetings were very, very good, at least in their, even if I don't share the conclusion of the meeting, but at least in their structure. And rather than argue some philosophical topic for 1 or 2 hours, which is what we usually did in the past, and then take a vote, 3 days were dedicated full time, about 20 hours, if not more, to discussing this topic. And that went on after reviewing. We had actually about 300 odd pages of material to review in advance. It was a well-chaired, well-conducted meeting. There was a lot of interaction, both on the plenary as well as in subgroups. It was, in my opinion, what the GBC is supposed to be doing when dealing with very sensitive topics, and dealing with sensitive topics, namely, in this case, should women Vaishnavis actually give diksha or initiation. And there isn't a final vote on this. Actually, any final vote requires ratification at the Mayapur AGM in any case. But there were straw votes, and then there was a final straw vote to see what was the overall mood and leaning of the body. And it was a very strong majority in favor of maintaining the existing legislation, because legislation's already there on the books, that Vaishnavis can give diksha, can initiate. There was 18 in favor, 5 opposed. I was one of those who was opposed, and 3 abstentions. So it was a strong vote. I went there with a open mind to hear, to really be convinced, because as I mentioned in the previous cast, it was clear that Vaishnavis can initiate and that there is a tradition, but the tradition is always emphasized with the likes of Janavi Devi, in other words, associates of the Lord or very exalted personalities, and not necessarily not conditioned souls. And the quotes that we read or heard about that there's not so many. Prabhupada also in another reference used the word that they're exceptional. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also that under exceptional circumstances. I did not find that the information that I'd heard or received actually confirmed such extraordinary circumstances and some kind of special requirements, qualifications from women in order to be able to initiate. Nothing that really made the difference between men and women. In other words, the list of criteria, more or less, for ladies and men could be said to be the same. And so therefore I remained unconvinced. And I remain unconvinced. That proposal now will be backed up with a very formulated and presented with some background material, and it will go in the Maipur meeting, AGM, for a final vote, which will be more or less ratifying previous existing legislation. And then, if there are individuals, then they can come forward, since the principle has already been set, then the individuals can come forward and apply as through the general process for blessings to take up that role. My emphasis at the meeting had been that our movement is neglecting Srila Prabhupada's instructions, repeated, very clear instructions, unlike the very rare instructions and not necessarily clear instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave on women being Diksha Gurus, what to speak of the fact that Srila Prabhupada didn't himself instituted, was that the real need of the day is Varnashram. Varnashram means that the rights and obligations of different ashrams and varnas are very clearly established and implemented by our society, and needs to come from the top by the GBC, so that we have a social structure which is somewhat different than the social structure that at least Prabhupada's disciples and even the next generation were accustomed to. Srila Prabhupada started ISKCON, and more or less for the sake of establishing ISKCON, he asked everyone, women included, to do anything just in order to make reality the society that he wanted in the time that he was here. So we were really on a real missionary streak. However, when we read Srila Prabhupada's instructions study them, then we see that Prabhupada gave a different vision for a long-term society. He gave a society, a vision in which one there was a very stable institution, Grihastha institution, which is the basis of a stable society. And as Prabhupada himself said, he wasn't interested in girls getting too high education within the society. They should know how to cook, be chaste wives, be very exemplary mothers, and that this was the, of course that doesn't mean that they couldn't preach, it didn't mean that they couldn't distribute books and do other things as well, but this was something that requires more emphasis. And unless we do that, we're not going to see our Krishna consciousness movement really get over the social challenges that it's failing to get over now, which is that we can't even stop our divorce rate, practically speaking, exceeding that of the karmi world. In other words, we have an unstable grihastha ashram. And because of that unstable grihastha ashram, we don't have a stable society. And neither do people take us very seriously when it comes to social engineering. You know, what has our society got to offer to the rest of the world? What type of social model have we got? Aside from chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have a viable or followable model. And for me, that is what the GBC needs to emphasize. This female Diksha Guru will certainly give an emphasis. It will give an emphasis that this is what we really value. These are the women that we really value, those who become gurus, those who become Diksha Gurus. Of course, women are already Shiksha Gurus in so many senses of the word. And it will continue to question or ignore the real, more important and fundamental contribution that is made, of course, by some women, but needs to be very explicitly spoken by the GBC body itself, and that of stable housewives and men being faithful providers, Krishna conscious providers, good fathers, supporters of the movement, and so on. So I have a problem with that, but that's me. I'm only one of a group of others, so I only have so much say. So that's a brief update, and of course, once again, a reminder that nothing really is going to be taking place in terms of resolution until this proposal is voted on, and it will be voted on at Mayapur. Let's see if anything else happens between now and then, but that's the report. Hare Krishna.